Take a drive through Charlotte's Elizabeth neighborhood this week, and you may pass a big wall of pumpkins. For the past 2 decades, the Great Pumpkin Wall has appeared in front of different homes in the neighborhood just east of Uptown, with hundreds of pumpkins carved by kids and their families. This past Sunday, the neighborhood celebrated the wall's 20th anniversary, and the festivities began with a 5-piece bluegrass band strumming tunes in Independence Park. Kids bundled in hats and sweatshirts select and carry pumpkins to a man with an electric saw who slices open the tops.
Good luck with this one. This is a big boy.
8-year-old Caleb Gray looks inside his pumpkin with glee.
Pumpkin guts!
There's nothing better.
The kids scoop out the slimy insides with spoons and plastic scrapers.
Scoop the goo out.
Yeah, it's so slimy.
In the grass, a crisis erupts when a ladybug falls into a pumpkin picked by 6-year-olds Lincoln Redding and Chase Murdershaw and never emerges.
A ladybug's in there. It's like dead. Can you be
gentle? At one table, a girl carves 1989 in tribute to Taylor Swift, and a group of teenage boys led by 14-year-old Jason Lockman finish a monstrous-looking jack-o'-lantern mutant.
It's got a giant mouth, 2 buck teeth, a tongue that we like shoved a pencil in so we can like move, and a nose with like pencil shoved in it. I feel like we did pretty good.
The pumpkins were provided by the Elizabeth Community Association, and in just a few hours, they'll sit side by side and illuminate the Great Pumpkin Wall. This year, the wall is in the front yard of Rob and Dale Hall, who've hosted it on Greenway Avenue since 2022.
Actually, if you Google the Elizabeth Pumpkin Wall, I don't know how it happened, but it's pinned here. I didn't do it.
The wall's wooden posts and shelves were constructed 20 years ago by a neighborhood woodworking club called the Woodpeckers. Architect Jeff Dalzell now lives in Northampton, Massachusetts, and came up with its design, but he won't take credit for the idea.
Good architects borrow, but great architects steal.
He says he borrowed or stole the concept from a neighborhood in Chicago where he used to live. There, neighbors created a pumpkin wall with boards and cinder blocks.
And it was so much more than some of its parts when it was all assembled and lit. And it was like, oh my gosh, the orange is so beautiful. All you have to do is stuff them with twinkle lights. And people from the neighborhood like would be attracted to it like because of the moth-like species we are, I guess.
That first year, his club added a political message. Huge letters outlined in blue lights spelled out Kerry for Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. In following years, the wall displayed the word truth, and in 2008, it said Obama, and it did so again in 2012.
It was actually vandalized.
John Short with the Community Association says in 2012, someone tried to light the wall on fire. The wood is still blackened in spots. In 2013, the Woodpeckers gave the wall to the Neighborhood Association, which has since chosen words like together, community, and vote.
The word is typically something that celebrates the community, is about the togetherness, and an inspirational message is the goal. So
this year, neighbors voted for the word thrive. The two runner-ups were Elizabeth and Forward.
Are you ready, kids?
Yeah!
Here we go! 10.
Later in the evening, hundreds of neighbors gather in front of the wall to see it light up.
3, 2, 1.
The lights flick on and the families cheer. Jeff Dalzell, the architect, says seeing the wall still glowing after 20 years is moving. He points to 2 pumpkins carved by himself and his son.
He's 27 and we carved pumpkin together, so. We don't do other things together except argue about politics.
Chalk it up to the spirit of the pumpkin wall. It may be 20 years old, but true to its word of the year, the pumpkin wall is still thriving. Nick Delacanal, WFAE News.